Hello, this is Evelyn from Evie's Thoughts and co-founder of evie'screations.com. Hello, everybody. Hope everybody is good. Sending you tons of love and light here. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. We're going to talk about doing our dreams, I guess, or reaching our goals amidst adversity. But before we get into that message was actually recorded yesterday. And when we played the tape back for us, or not tape, I guess, just the recording back tape, that's dating me, ain't it? But when we replayed the recording, we realized that the sound was absolutely terrible. You could hear me speak, but you couldn't hear Oz speak. And so it was like I was talking to myself, and we were going to try to wing it and put it out anyway. But then we decided that it sounded like absolute shit and we couldn't do that. So we were like, well, we're going to take a trip to Guitar Center today and see if somebody could give us any input on microphones. So the hard part of going somewhere and not knowing what to ask is that people don't really know what it is that you need. But we went there and we won it anyways, and it wasn't bad. We got awesome help from the staff there. Awesome thumbs up and kudos to Guitar Center. When we first walked in, this guy, I don't even know what his name was, he was really helpful. He was like, hey, how you doing? How can I help you? Are you here for the lesson? We're like, no, we just need somebody to give us a little lesson about mics, all right? We need a microphone. We're doing some podcasting, some vlogging. And I guess this is like the new thing, but people still don't know what equipment is needed for it. So he sent us to the guy that was the mic guy. The mic guy, he was cool, you know, this young guy. He was trying to help us out. He's asking us about our equipment. Luckily, Oz knows the name of, like, whatever mic. What is this thing called?
Tescom.
Knows the name of that and the serial number or whatever, or the model number. And so the guy was able to look into that. And then he pretty much said that we needed this mic or that mic. But he was talking about, like, condenser, and then there's another one, and we're all there smiling like, oh, we're like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. But then we had to be honest with them, like, we have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And so he was able to help us by getting us the other guy who knew a little bit more about, like, sales and mics and stuff. He was super cool. He was like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, oh, well, we're Evie's Thoughts and da-da-da-da. We're just trying to inspire people to live the life that they want and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if he just, like, really believed in us, which I think he did, but he was able to sell us some mics and some equipment that was probably a little costly, but it was all the stuff that we needed, and he had me believing in myself. So you know what? We got these mics here. They're beautiful. And then that guy, actually, he got us with the other guy who really knew what was going on too. And that dude was amazing. Like, he spoke, like, about all the equipment, gave us different options.
So just so everyone's aware, we got the one guy who gave us the other guy who gave us the other guy with the third guy and the fourth guy.
But the fourth guy knew what was up.
But not the fifth guy.
We didn't got a fifth guy.
No, you sure?
Nah, man.
Because I'm kind of confused on which guy we're talking about here. We got the one guy and then handed off to the second guy, and then, I don't know, there's a third guy somewhere in there. You sure there's no fifth?
There was a fourth. There was no fifth.
There might be a seventh or eighth in there somewhere.
Nah,
babe. There's a lot of guys in there.
Anywho, the last guy was bomb.com, and so, that's why we have all this stuff.
Is that number four or five?
Number four.
Oh, okay. So
I get it. But anyway, the point of that whole thing is that you're such an asshole.
I'm confused and I was there.
That's all right. The point is, everybody, is that you need to go and try to grow as a business person, and, you know, you have to learn your machines and your mics, clearly. And yeah, man, I didn't know about the mic. But I learned some new shit today that I really don't remember now. The point is that I don't need to remember it, is that it works. And thank you, Guitar Center, if you guys are listening to this, because you took our name down. So I'm hoping that you, like, subscribed and all of that stuff. So if you did, thank you. You were bomb. Now, moving on to our next lesson, story. Next thing is what we really recorded yesterday, which was about doing you, pretty much. Not doing you, doing you.
Really?
Not like doing you, like doing
yourself.
No, but that's... That's not what
No, everybody
meant.
Close your legs. That's not what she's talking about.
No, I'm not talking about doing you like that. No. I mean, like, doing what it is that you want to do and not giving a crap about what other people think. I mean, that's what I meant. Wow. How would I really mean that?
People don't know who you are. They don't know.
That's true. I don't mean it like that. Don't do it yourself. That's not a thing. What I mean is, like, well, it could be a thing. I don't want to insult anybody, but it's not our thing. We're not going there. We are talking about doing whatever it is that you want to do with your life and not giving a crap about what other people think, my friends. There's haters every single where. I don't know what it is, but what, misery likes company. And so people want people to stay at their level or to not do what makes them happy, or everybody's a critic and everybody thinks that they know better. And they're like, why is so-and-so doing this? Oh my God, it's so dumb and blah, 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 blah. And I'm here to say that don't care about these people. Like, if you want to go back to school for something, if you want to go open your business, like, you know, we're trying to do, if you want to go and, you know, be a personal trainer, a Zumba instructor, if you want to go back and, you know, whatever, you want to go skydiving, who the hell cares? As long as you do whatever you want to do and be happy with yourself. And the unfortunate thing is that negative people are not just random strangers. They can actually be your own friends and people that we consider to be family and friends or whatever. And these are the people that normally, you know, we would say, oh, no, they would be the one who have your back, or the person that would want to encourage you to do whatever it is that you want to do. But the reality is that that may not be the case all the time. And so what we're here to pretty much say is, if you want to go do something, go do it no matter what the world thinks. I know personally, I have had problems with, I had problems in the beginning with this business, babe, because I was super scared about what people were going to think in regards to what we do. What do? We try to speak life into people. We created our own holistic jewelry line where the intent is for different energies depending on the crystal. And people could look at that as something that's super negative or something that we're not supposed to be doing, or that we're thinking that we're, like, you know, some type of crazy witchcrafty type person. Like, let's be real. Let's keep it out there. And that's not what this is at all. What it is sending love.
That you don't have what it takes to open up a business, when in reality, everybody has what it takes to open up a business.
That's very true. Because people want to talk you down. But the reality is that every single person who is famous, who has their own business, who, I don't know, who's doing super successful now, they were a regular person who was motivated to do something.
The average person that's working day to day, working for themselves, they're successful too, even if they're not the millionaire.
Exactly. And it's not about being a millionaire. It's about doing what makes you happy in life. And if you could work doing something that just calls to your heart and your soul, I feel like that's something that's amazing. And you're a winner right there, and you're successful right there. You know what I mean?
When I was younger, I remember hearing a, I think it was a commercial. No, not commercial. It was some sort of radio thingy where people, Howard Stern. There it is. Howard Stern had somebody on his staff. And everybody can do a fact check on this. He had one guy he paid for just to watch TV.
Really?
Just to watch TV. And his job was to figure out if there was something there that they can use in the show.
Huh.
And who would not want that job?
It's an easy job. Well, it seems easy, right?
You know what? I'm not so sure it's easy. You got to watch TV, know what channel to watch, what prime time, whatever, something, and then edit, cut, save, whatever. I mean...
Huh.
You wouldn't think that's a thing. And that guy was really good at it. And that's what he wanted to do.
That's crazy.
There's all kinds of jobs for all kinds of people.
And he's, I'm sure, was really good at it.
He was really good at it. He's been working for a long time. I don't know if he's still there, but that's not the point. Point is, there was actually a job. All you had to do was watch TV.
You see? So there's a job for everybody. There's a career for everybody. It's just doing whatever calls to your heart. And, you know, it's not going to be easy, I tell you. But every day, the more and more that we do this, and the more and more that you guys do whatever it is you want to do, you'll realize that there's such value in that struggle. For us, it's exhaustion, like, excuse me, exhaustion, like, go work a full 12, 13 hour day, whatever, come home, have to work for yourself, have to do whatever, but it's so much joy in it. I look forward to it. Although you're exhausted sometimes and you get a little moody, it's still... because you're just wanting it to happen now. And so, like I said, just do what drives you, you know, do whatever it is that you want to do, whether you want to go, like he said, watch TV for a living, whether you want to go and, you know, paint different rocks for a living or whatever. I mean, go do whatever it is that you want to do and don't give a crap about what the world thinks, because life is short, my friends, and just do what makes you happy. Tomorrow is never promised. And so with that, I think we'll end today's session. We hope that you enjoy. If you like us, give us a thumbs up and make sure that you subscribe to us so you get more and more beautiful messages like this and all the crazy other stuff that we're going to tell you. That doesn't make any sense, but just learn through us, learn with us together.
When I speak, I make lots of sense.
No, you
I
don't.
I don't know about you. Kind of like the fourth guy and the fifth guy and the sixth, seventh one. I don't know.
There was only four. That was it. Anyways, those four guys helped us out so much. They helped us out so much. I appreciate them.
They did a good job.
Yeah, they did. And we appreciate you guys. We're sending you tons of love and light. Have a wonderful night. Take care.